US drone strikes in northwestern Pakistan are frequently killing and injuring rescuers in so-called double-tap strikes. That's where follow-up strikes target a location that's just been hit. And all this is according to a new report from two leading American universities. Now, the supposed targets are al-Qaeda and Taliban militants, but the authors conclude that many of those hit are low-level and not at all senior commanders. Well, our correspondent Orla Geerin is in the Pakistan capital, Islamabad, and she's been looking at the findings.
It is a substantial report by two respected American universities. The research was commissioned by the UK legal charity Reprieve, which campaigns against drones, but the findings are independent. Now, the study says basically that drones are damaging and counterproductive to US security interests. It says strikes that kill hundreds of low-level fighters are of dubious security value to the United States. It says the number of senior militants killed in these strikes is only about 2%, and it calls on the U.S. to review the policy. It also says the U.S. government is very reluctant to admit that there are civilian casualties, although there is significant evidence that this is the case. And it highlights that practice of so-called double-tap strikes, where there are repeated strikes at a single location, and the follow-on strikes are killing rescuers, first responders, and locals who go to the scene. Now, that has resulted in people being too afraid to go and help the injured and the dying. One local humanitarian organization is said to now have a 6-hour mandatory wait before they go to the scene of a drone strike.